You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Russia has declared war on Ukraine, and its effects are being felt across the world. Stock markets are bleeding, and oil prices are soaring to multi-year highs. World leaders, NATO, and its allies are threatening Moscow with sanctions against the country. Ukraine is desperately calling out for support. But Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan is excited to meet a Russian president shortly, with little concern about what's happening in Ukraine. Welcome to CNBCTV18.com. You are listening to the Top News Podcast, and I am your host, Kanishka Sarkar, who will give you all the updates about the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine. I'll also share how the crisis is impacting the domestic market, how the government is planning to evacuate Indians from Ukraine, and much more. First up, here's how the stock market reacted on February 24th after Putin announced a military operation against Ukraine. Sensex and Nifty ended almost 5% lower, with all sectors witnessing losses. Sensex was down 2,700 points at 54,530, whereas Nifty gave up more than 800 points to settle at 16,248. India VIX, the fear gauge that indicates volatility of the market, jumped to a 20-month high of 32, which is up 33%. All oil and gas and energy stocks witnessed losses, while GAIL, BPCL, Adani Green, Indraprastha Gas and Tata Power fell in the range of 6-9%. Mangalore Refinery and Petrochemicals Limited ended more than 10% lower and even slipped over 11% in intraday trade. The shares of newly listed Adani Wilmar slumped about 6% as the Russia-Ukraine crisis weighed on the company's operations. Following the war development, Brent crude rose above $104 a barrel, its highest level since August 2014. The largest cryptocurrency, on the other hand, Bitcoin, dropped below $30,000. As the markets crashed, experts suggest keeping some cash in hand. Nilesh Shah of Envision Capital told CNBC TV 18 that there could be another 5 to 10% decline in the next few days, given the uncertainty that we are seeing. He said SIP is clearly a disciplined approach to invest, and that is something which should be kept intact. Meanwhile, Virendra Chauhan, who's an oil analyst at Energy Aspects, in an interview with CNBC TV 18 said that if supply from Iran does not come back according to the schedules and timelines, oil could even cross $130 per barrel soon. Moving on, NATO slammed Russia's attack on Ukraine and called it a blatant violation of international law. Russian forces invaded Ukraine by land, air, and sea today. They hit cities and bases with airstrikes or shelling as civilians piled into trains and cars to flee. This is the biggest attack by one state against another in Europe since World War II. According to a CNN report, over 40 Ukrainians and 50 Russian soldiers have been killed in the ensuing clashes. NATO announced that it will take additional steps to strengthen the alliance's deterrence and defense after Russia launched an invasion of Ukraine. It will also hold an emergency summit of its 30 member nations on Friday, that is tomorrow. As for sanctions, the European Union is considering a package of massive and targeted sanctions to block Russia's access to technology and financial markets. The US, UK, EU and others had already imposed limited sanctions on Russia after it recognized the independence of two breakaway republics in eastern Ukraine. Germany has put a hold on permission for Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia to Germany to open. More sanctions will be announced in waves in the coming days. Back home, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi to discuss the situation arising out of this Russia-Ukraine conflict. The meeting will prioritize evacuation strategy for Indians stranded in Ukraine. On social media, photos have been doing rounds showing students who have gathered outside the embassy with their suitcases in tow. Indian Embassy in Ukraine has issued multiple advisories throughout the day on guidelines for Indians. In the latest one this evening, the embassy advised citizens to go to bomb shelters if they hear air sirens or bomb warnings. And it also said many of such shelters are located in underground metros, and it provided a link for those in Kyiv. There are approximately 18,000 Indians in Ukraine, many of whom are students. An Air Asia flight was sent for evacuation this morning around 7:30 a.m., but it had to return after Ukraine closed its airspace for commercial flights. Also, CNBC TV 18 has learned from sources that the Prime Minister's office, the Finance Ministry and the Oil Ministry had a detailed discussion of the current global crude prices. The analysis given in the meeting is that oil marketing companies, that is OMCs, currently absorb around 10 rupees per litre on petrol and diesel per day as a loss. Post that analysis, PMO has asked Finance Ministry to reassess the current excise levels. While the leaders world over have expressed concern, Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan will be the first one to visit Russia after the crisis began, and he's pretty excited about the meeting. In an interview to a Russia-controlled RT channel, Imran Khan said, and I quote, "This does not concern us. We have a bilateral relationship with Russia, and we really want to strengthen it," unquote. In other updates, sources say India may resume regular international flights around March 15th through 20. These flights were suspended for almost 2 years after the pandemic broke out. On the economy front, Reserve Bank of India today released the minutes of a Monetary Policy Committee's meeting. The panel expects inflation to peak in the fourth quarter of the current fiscal. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das said that the renewed surge in international crude prices will require close monitoring. He also said that there's a need to remain watchful of risks to domestic inflation from the rise in international commodity prices. While several experts believe RBI would reverse its accommodative stance, the governor said it's wise to remain agile and respond in a gradual, calibrated, and well-telegraphed manner to the emerging challenges. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Until then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.